Hi, I'm Haley Steiner, a CLI presenter. This course is taught by Reverend Henry Rayenga and attorney slash pastor Brian D. Cook. Temptation often begins with a conversation inside us. Before a person takes a sinful action, an inward script may begin making suggestions. The script might say, just this once, no one will ever know. I deserve this. This will make me feel better. I have already failed, so it does not matter what I do next. I cannot resist this. God is withholding something good from me. Temptation does not always sound obviously evil. Sometimes it sounds reasonable. Sometimes it sounds comforting. Sometimes it sounds like relief. Sometimes it sounds like justice. Sometimes it sounds like freedom. But beneath the promise, temptation invites us to seek life outside the wisdom and lordship of Jesus Christ. James 1 explains that temptation draws people through desires that have become disordered or misdirected. Desire itself is not always wrong. God created us with desires for love, belonging, comfort, pleasure, rest, justice, security, significance, and connection. The problem begins when a desire becomes a demand. The inner conversation may begin saying, I must have this now. I cannot be okay without this. I am entitled to this. I will disobey God to get what I want. That is why noticing the conversation matters. Temptation is not only about the final behavior. It involves the promises, arguments, images, memories, and imagined outcomes that move through the heart and mind. Experiencing temptation is not identical to committing the sinful act. Hebrews 4 teaches that Jesus was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. Feeling the pull of temptation does not mean that temptation is your identity. You are not required to agree with every thought, desire, image, or impulse that enters your awareness. You can pause before consenting. You can notice what is happening without pretending it is harmless. You can name the temptation without drowning in shame. You can welcome Scripture and the Holy Spirit into the conversation. Suppose the inner script says, I need this to feel better. You might answer, this temptation is promising relief, but it cannot give me lasting peace. Jesus is with me in this discomfort. I can choose the next faithful step. Suppose the script says, no one will know. You might answer, God sees me completely and still calls me toward life. Hidden sin does not become harmless simply because other people do not see it. Suppose the script says, I have already failed, so I might as well continue. You might answer, one failure does not require another failure. I can stop, confess, receive grace, and change direction now. 1 Corinthians 10:13 teaches that temptation is part of the human experience. It also assures us that God is faithful and provides a way of escape so that we can endure it. The way of escape may not remove the desire immediately. It may be a door we must choose to walk through. It might involve leaving a room, turning off a device, calling a trusted person, opening scripture, taking a walk, confessing what has been hidden, changing an unhealthy routine, avoiding a predictable trigger, asking for pastoral or professional support. The way of escape is often practical, embodied, relational, and spiritual at the same time. Use the resilient self-conversation loop when temptation begins speaking. Ask, what am I saying to myself right now? What is this sentence promising me? What desire is underneath it? Is this promise fully true before God? What scripture belongs in this moment? What is the Holy Spirit inviting me to resist, receive, confess, or practice? What new sentence will I speak? What is one faithful action I can take immediately? Do not wait until the temptation becomes overwhelming before looking for an escape. Notice the early conversation. Welcome Christ into it. Speak truth before the false promise grows louder. You are not saved by the strength of your self-control. You are saved by Jesus Christ. Yet the grace that forgives you also teaches you to say no to what leads away from God. Your temptation is not your name. Your struggle is not your final identity. In Christ, you can bring hidden desires into the light. You can resist without pretending the struggle is easy. You can repent without surrendering to despair. You can take the next faithful step.